On Good Friday, we ended the service at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with a Welsh hymn, Gwahoddiad, meaning the invitation. The English translation of the chorus, I am coming, Lord, coming home to thee. Wash me in the cleansing blood that flowed on Calvary. This morning, we've gone from the cross of salvation to the joy of Easter morning. We finished at 3 o'clock, but actually, it's an American hymn that has been made famous by Welsh male voice choirs and translated into Welsh, who have slightly changed it and adopted it as their own. But my musical inspiration this morning is another American song, not written for her, but made famous by the great Nina Simone. The lyrics go, birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. And at that point, the brass and the rhythm section kick in, and we're off on the most fantastic of songs. The song was actually written for a stage musical, not for Nina Simone herself, but Nina Simone made it her own in her own inimitable way. The song for me, as it did for Nina Simone, and the civil rights movement in the 1960s, encapsulate the hope of a new future, a new dawn, a new way, a new life. And a new future, dawn and life, is what we celebrate here today. The new risen life of Jesus. If nothing else, that should make us all feel good. In our gospel reading this morning, we stand with Mary Magdalene on the very edges, on the edge of the tomb, perhaps listening to the birds singing in the sky, perhaps feeling the breeze. She's standing there, not knowing what to think. She's still living her own life that was broken on the hill of Calvary with Jesus' blood. She weeps, and we see and feel her sorrow. But it is then the realization that this person in the garden is not actually the gardener at all, but rather her Rabboni. Her teacher, the man who she has followed for the last 3 years, the man who has already transformed her earthly life, but now, in the new dawn, is transforming her eternal life. It is to Mary that the message of the new dawn, the new life, is given. With the instruction that she is to go and tell the disciples, sharing this amazing news with them. Mary Magdalene, this wonderfully ordinary person, becomes the apostle to the apostles, with news that is to make them all feel good. We see that once we have been given and we understand this amazing news of the resurrection, we are not to keep it to ourselves, but rather we are to go out ourselves, as Mary did, and share it with all people. Today, in a moment, we're going to celebrate another new start, another new dawn, another new life, with the baptism of Archie James. It is such a privilege for me to do this service this morning and to be here on Easter Sunday. Traditionally, as I said, the day when all people were baptized in the early church to symbolize the new life formed in us through the waters of baptism. In the baptism service, the parents and godparents, and actually all of us here, promise to help Archie grow in his faith with the words, with the help of God, we will. He Here we acknowledge that we can't do things for ourselves. I always say in baptism service that bringing up children is the best thing you'll ever do in life. Bringing up children is also the hardest thing you will ever do in life. You don't want me to nod about that. But thank you for a third. I don't know what my daughter thinks about that sitting over there. She's thinking, oh no, Dad, don't bring up the moment when, don't worry about that, I'm not. But we all need help. That's the point. And to me, that is the wonderful thing of a baptism service. We think of water for baptism. And in baptism, I think of a big lake. Don't worry, we're not going down to a big lake now. But I think of a big lake and lobbing a stone into the lake. And initially, when the stone gets in, we have the splash and we have the first ripple. And that is Archie and the immediate family surrounding him with your love. And then the ripples go out. And then we have the wider family, godparents. Ripples go out, family, other friends, ripples go out and out and out. All these people surrounding Archie with your love. And eventually, when we get to the edge of the shore, we get the furthest ripple, and that's God's love surrounding you all. God's love that you're attesting to today in Archie's baptism, surrounding you all. And God's love made for us with the arms of Jesus opened in love for each and every one of us. We all need help. And our help ultimately comes from the Lord, the one we are united with through our baptism, the one who makes all things new. On this Easter Sunday, let us join with one another in the joy of the resurrection, united through our baptism with one another, and celebrate with joy this new day, this new dawn, this new life, which should make us all feel